In my first 10 years as a copywriter, my fee for my services for basically the same project went up by 10 times. When I first got started, when I launched myself as a freelance copywriter, I charged $2,000 per project plus royalties based on the sales generated. And 10 years later, I was charging $20,000 per project plus royalties. Largely the same work, largely the same deliverables. Yes, it changed a bit in that time. Yes, the projects got a little bit more complex, but honestly, not 10 times more complex. The work is not 10 times more work. It doesn't take me 10 times more time. But the fees are 10 times, and clients happily pay it. Now, there are some big, before we get into like how do you justify your higher fees and raise your prices, there are some huge benefits that you need to pay attention to when it comes to higher fees. Number one, it's the obvious one. More profit, more revenue, more money for the same or less work. So if your fee is 10 times as much, you can take on one tenth of the work and get paid the same amount, right? Like, I'm not saying you should do that, but the point is made that when your fees are higher, you get paid more. Okay, obvious. The second, slightly less obvious, is that you have more budget. You have more budget. When you are scraping by because your fees are incredibly low, it is hard for you to do things that help the customer experience be better or to market your services better. And so, for example, just being able to record every client call that I do, it's a very small thing, but to have a paid Zoom account with paid storage is a very high value thing, along with paid transcription services that transcribe all those calls so that for 6 months after I've been on the phone with a client, we can go back and we can refer to either a recording or transcription of a call, and we can acknowledge what's in that to either like reaffirm a past decision or to reference a question, the answer to a question, whatever. But that more budget, it can create a better customer experience. And it can also change all sorts of other deliverables, but things like that, where you don't have to think twice about, for example, recording calls and having transcripts available and all of that. It's just a nice little perk, right? And it's easy to do when your budget is bigger because you've raised your fees. And the least obvious one, but maybe the most important one, is that cheap clients tend to be bad clients, and clients that are generous in investing in service providers tend to be much better clients. So you're dealing with much better customers and clients when you raise your fees. And as you take steps up, also your opportunity grows. The types of clients that pay $20,000 per project tend to have bigger opportunities than the ones that paid $2,000 per project. Just everything about it works better. Because they have to have the infrastructure in place to make that copy valuable enough that they feel confident investing $20,000 in my services, right? And so what you'll find consistently across the board is that people who pay more tend to be better customers. There tends to be less customer service headaches and just more value created for everybody. And so today, I acknowledging these benefits of raising your prices, of justifying your higher fees, I want to share with you 5 steps to raise your prices and justify those fees. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay. So, 5 steps to raise your prices and justify higher fees. Step number one, you need to have a clear and obvious urgent problem that you're solving. A clear and obvious urgent problem that you're solving. So, with your services, whatever your services are, I speak to copywriters a lot because my main audience is copywriter entrepreneurs. As a copywriter, my service it solves the problem of getting customers, of generating revenue. Every business has ongoing expenses. They have needs to grow. They have like even just needs to maintain their current revenue. They have this urgent problem of needing to create revenue, of needing to create customers. And it is always an urgent problem for a business. And so if I'm able to go in there and solve that urgent problem that, hey, your business needs, and I say this all the time, more leads, customers, sales, and profits. I mean, it's a mantra for me, leads, customers, sales, and profits for me as a copywriter, that if your business needs those things, that I'm able to help you solve that problem. I'm able to help you solve that problem. And by solving an urgent problem, it does make it much easier to justify higher fees. It makes it easier to raise your prices. And when that is an urgent and valuable problem, meaning either it is very costly for as long as they maintain that problem, or solving the problem creates a positive cash situation where the income is significant, as in marketing services, where if I'm helping you bring in leads, customer sales, and profits, and I'm able to generate a lot of money for you, then of course it's easy to justify those higher fees. Contrast this to some, you know, problem or nagging issue that's not urgent, that's not valuable. You know, for example, putting out twice as many blog posts as a business currently does. That's not really seen as an urgent problem by most businesses. Like, I don't need twice as many blog posts. I don't need, you know, twice as many articles for my business. I don't need all of those things. Yes, maybe I need some outcome that comes from those things down the road. But really, the urgent problem that, like, the more urgent and the more immediately valuable the problem is, the easier it is to justify higher fees. Step number two. Have a process. Even if your process is incredibly dynamic, even if, like, my process is one where, even though with many of my clients, I end up doing largely the same thing. It's like, let's create a funnel, and the funnel is going to have these steps, and it's going to have these moving pieces, et cetera, et cetera. My process that I go through is somewhat dynamic, and it is a diagnose and prescribe process, meaning I talk to you about what's going on. I talk to you about what you're looking to achieve. I talk to you about that urgent problem, although I usually don't use the word problem, like, hey, what's your problem, dude? Or what's your problem, lady? Like, I don't use that word. I say, so what's going on here? Like, you know, what's the challenge? What are you looking to achieve? And they tell me, maybe again, not without the problem word, they tell me the challenge that they're looking to achieve. And so my process is one of then diagnosing, okay, this is all going on. This is what's going on. This is what you'd like to achieve. This is the outcome you're looking for, et cetera. And then prescribing. Okay, so my recommendation here is to do this, 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 and this, and I can help with these steps of it, and here's what I do, and here's what the process looks like, and if that doesn't, if it doesn't work out of the gate, here is what we do in response to things not working as well as desired, or if it does work out of the gate, here's the next steps that we would, that I would recommend, but I'm creating a prescription of what is recommended in terms of the marketing capability. So having like any expert is going to have a process, and any expert that justifies a high fee is going to have a process that they take you through in order to solve the problem, to achieve whatever desired outcome you're looking to achieve. And so having a process in place justifies the higher fees. It creates a sense of comfort that people think, okay, like, this person, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, and as a result, they're probably worth what they're asking for. Speaking of being worth what you're asking for, step three is to recognize your worth. And this is maybe the hardest step for everybody, because it's more internal and emotional than, like, external and tactical, right? So many of us are taught in our culture that, like, money is bad, wanting money is bad. It's weird. We have this love-hate relationship with wealth and money, that we both want it, and, like on one side, we want it and need it. And on the other side, we're told that it's bad to want it and need it. But the reality is that we're moving, that we're living in a world where money is flowing around all the time. It is, it's a resource that you need. And it represents, at least to me, the exchange of value. Meaning if I give you value in whatever form that takes, whether that's products that I sell you or services that I sell you, and you give me that money and we're both happy at the end of the day, then it's great. Like it just represents that there was an exchange of value. And so the more money that I have reflects the fact that I delivered more value to people through products, services, whatever. So creating a lot of value allows me to feel comfortable receiving a lot of money. And you have to take that emotional hang up off your shoulders and recognize that if you are legitimately creating value and clients see what you do as value and they're happily paying you for your services, then you're worth whatever they're paying you. And if you ask for $2,000 and they're happily paying you $2,000, and then you ask for $5,000 or $10,000 and they're happily paying you $5,000 or $10,000, you're actually worth that higher amount, if not higher. And so you have to recognize your worth. You have to recognize that most of us actually underestimate our financial worth in the marketplace, especially when it comes to things like providing a professional service that helps a business grow. And it's just something that we have to work through and get over in order to be able to justify the higher fees. Now, this next one, we get back more into the tactical, right? Create deal flow. Create deal flow. I've mentioned recently, I mentioned dealing with the waiting list thing in my recent episode, that so much of like client choice can be seen as a game of musical chairs. And if you are playing a game of musical chairs and there are five people competing and you set out 10 chairs, then those five people don't feel like they're in any competition at all. They automatically have a chair plus an extra one to sit in. And so there's no rush for the chairs. There's no valuing of the chairs. You know, it's going to be a boring game of musical chairs if there's ample chairs available for the number of people. That said, if you take those same five people and you shrink it down and you have four chairs, suddenly there's a rush. Suddenly there's a sense of urgency. Suddenly there's a sense of, oh, I got to have it. Or you take those same 10 chairs and suddenly, you know, getting back to the creating deal flow bit of it, you take those same 10 chairs and suddenly you have 11 people, 12 people, 20 people trying to get in those same 10 chairs. There's going to be a whole lot more urgency. There's going to be a whole lot more valuing. You may even find that people are trying to bribe you for an early shot at one of those spots, right? And so the more deal flow that you have and the less that you need each individual deal, the easier it becomes to raise your fees, to push away the people who are not as good of a fit, and to justify higher fees when you ask for it. Like, hey, if you're not willing to pay it, this next person in line is, and that's fine, right? So you create that deal flow and you create a situation where the demand for your services, for your time, for whatever it is that you're selling is greater than the supply that you have available. And then it only makes sense to raise your fees. And then this last one may make you a little bit uncomfortable. Honestly, though, it shouldn't. Don't justify your fees. Don't justify your fees. Just ask. The more you justify your fees, the more it feels like you are desperate for them, like that supply-demand imbalance is not working in your favor. It's like you're having to argue for the high fees and why you're worth it. Somebody who is completely worth it, who knows that they're worth it, who recognizes their worth at the highest level, who knows that they solve an urgent problem and they have a process for doing so, and who has all the deal flow going in their favor, they can say, I can say, like, if you're talking to me as a client, I actually had a situation happen recently where somebody was referred to me and I just quoted a fee, not because I actually expected to be paid the fee, but because I did not think this person's business was a fit for me. And quoting the fee as early as possible actually was a was the goal. The goal was to dissuade them from doing business with me. And that was perfectly fine, you know, because it wasn't a great fit. But I didn't try to justify the fee. I didn't try to whatever. I just asked. At other points or in other scenarios, I may actually be in a deeper conversation with a potential client and I may talk to them and I may get to the point where I am feeling like it's a fit and where we're trying to figure out if we're going to work together. Even then, I will have held off on discussing fees until I've decided that it was a good fit there. But even then, I say, you know what? This is my fee. And if you're interested in working with me, that's what it is. And here are the conditions or, you know, here are all the different addendums to the presentation of the fee. Not justifying, again, it's just, you know, this is the fee. This is the fee schedule. This is when I get paid, et cetera, et cetera. This is how the royalties work. Just making sure that they understand all the details. And then I say, and if you're interested in moving forward, the first step that you need to do is give me the check for the deposit for my time. And that blocks out the spot on my calendar, right? And I just ask. You know, we've had a conversation up to the point. They understand they have the urgent problem that I can solve through my process. And I have been valuable enough to other people to justify the fee. And I have deal flow. I'm not worried about the next client or the next check showing up. And so I just ask. I don't justify. I just ask. And this is the really important thing. And I actually had this back when I was working in my full-time marketing job. I had this guy who we worked with as part of an outside ad agency. And when he would call, he would say, hey, Roy, I need to talk to you for about 5 minutes. Is now a good time? And then here's the important part. He would say, and no is a perfectly acceptable answer. And no is a perfectly acceptable answer. So whenever he called randomly, you know, an unscheduled call, he would ask if, you know, I was available to talk. And he would say, and no is a perfectly acceptable answer. Well, when you put your fees out there and you don't justify, you just ask, you just say, here's how much the fee is. If you're interested in working with me, here's what it takes to get started. No is a perfectly acceptable answer. It's okay. And the funny thing is, when you can fully embody this no is a perfectly acceptable answer, you get a ton more yeses. Because people are predisposed to wanting to be around people who are permissive, who allow us to be ourselves, and who are not pushy towards getting what they want. And when no is not an acceptable answer, when you're pushy towards getting what you want, clients feel that, and they don't want to be around you. They sense a desperation that they don't tend to like very much. And so again, when you just put out, hey, this is my fee. If you're interested in working with me, you know, these are the payment terms, et cetera. Would you like to get started? No is a perfectly acceptable answer. And they will be more likely to want to work with you at that point. So that's what I have for you today. I'd love it if you tap that like button before you go to let me know that, hey, this has been valuable to you, that this is something that you'd like to see more of. The magical algorithms of the internet will take it from there. They'll tell me, they'll tell, they will present you with more content like this that you will find valuable. They'll also share this content with other people like you who will get value from it. Leave a comment below. Also, let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how valuable did you find this? Why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Maybe what step are you at? Or what's the next thing that you need to do to justify higher fees? What questions do you have about this? Leave that in the comments below. and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go straight to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it today, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.